Om Shanti. When Baba invites us to do the five form drill, it's interesting where he starts. Where is the start of the cycle? Is it here now in the confluence age, my Brahman form? Or is it the home? The home that I leave in order to come into the cycle for a cycle to begin again. I would have thought that the beginning is now, the confluence age. In my Brahman form, I'm learning how to take power from God, recharge the soul battery, purify the soul, and become that deity soul. But recently, Baba started the five-form drill in the soul world, and I have understood a secret. There are probably two kinds of soul world experiences. One is the experience every single soul will have when the cycle finishes and we all go home. We know that that will be an experience of such a kind of silence that there aren't even any feelings. If any kind of feeling exists there, it's just a deep, deep anchoring kind of peace. Latent, every single power, quality, virtue of the soul at that point in time in the soul world will be latent. The image I have is like peas in a pod before somebody's picked them off of the plant and prepared them for eating. But there is another kind of experience of that soul world, isn't there? Because a very small handful of souls, we Brahmins, have the privilege of going to that world of light, going to that home before the end of the cycle. We go there on our own, consciously, deliberately, having discovered the path through practice, understanding, exercise. We learn how to do that pilgrimage of the intellect and actually reach that home of light. And then the experience is very, very unique. It is the experience of Baba as an ocean of all those qualities, an ocean of all the powers, all the virtues. We have all those feelings. It's like floating in an ocean of love or of joy, being supported by those waves. There are so many feelings. And if Baba starts the five-form drill with the home, the soul world, I think surely it must be that second way of experiencing the home that he's referring to, because it is from that activated state whereby everything that is inherent in the soul, and we are learning to claim from the Father now as an inheritance, all of that now is being emerged. It's being nurtured and nourished by these experiences of the home. And so as we splash around in that ocean and we really clean the soul on those deepest levels, that peace emerges, that joy emerges, the faith, the intoxication, the feeling of belongingness and connectedness, all of these things emerge. And I think that the five-form drill is performed most realistically when, from that experience of the home, we imagine the soul coming into a perfect, pure body and beginning a golden age, beginning a whole new cycle with an age of perfection in which every single one of those qualities we splashed around in that ocean-like home, they now are manifest in a physical body, on the physical planet, in such an amazing time of the physical world. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. So many times we would have heard Baba give himself the title of the ocean. Baba has introduced himself as the ocean of love, the ocean of peace, the ocean of knowledge. Why an ocean? It's not difficult to understand. How appropriate is the analogy of an ocean when we think of Baba? Baba's love, Baba's peace, so unlimited, as if no end. And how true to find ourselves floating on waves of his peace, dancing like light on the water in his waves of happiness, joy. We can become so carefree in this ocean of Baba. The currents welcome us, hold us, play with us. We can deep dive for pearls. So much beauty, so much magnificence, so much magnificence in the ocean. Wave after wave, in the ocean, the very heart of Baba. Thank you.
Waves are coming in. Waves are coming in. There is so much magnificence near the ocean. Waves are coming in. Waves are coming in.